The late Sir Nicholas Winton saved the lives of 669 children, most of them Jewish, when he organised for them to leave Czechoslovakia for his native UK on the eve of World War II. His daughter Barbara Winton has told his remarkable story in the book If It's Not Impossible, The Life of Sir Nicholas Winton, and in July discussed what drove him and much more at the Melting Pot Forum at Colours of Ostrava Music Festival, which is where I caught up with her.
My first question is, your father's journey to saving all these people began when he visited refugee camps in Bohemia. What did he find there, and how did he respond to what he found?
I think the journey began in Prague, in fact. He saw refugees in Prague, desperately trying to find ways out. But in the camps he saw appalling conditions. Snow on the ground, no shoes on the children, very poor conditions. And I think that, as much as anything, made him recognise that it was intolerable to leave children in those conditions for an indefinite period of time.
And he set about trying to save them, to get them out of the country. That must have been a huge logistics operation. What did it involve in concrete terms?
Well, the first thing it involved was getting the permission of the British government and also finding out the conditions under which they could leave and come to Britain. And because of that, he had to be in Britain for the project. And so he had the help of a man called Trevor Chadwick, school teacher, who spent from February to June in Prague collecting names of children and organising the trains and negotiating with the Gestapo, where my father was doing the logistical work from Britain, trying to drum up families who would take in each child and lots of money to guarantee their repatriation and to pay for the trains. So it was a big logistical exercise, and on top of the passion of the people doing it, it needed them to actually be able to put all the different parts together.
What was the response of the German authorities to what he was doing?
Well, according to Trevor, they were fine about it. The Czech commander was called Criminal Rat Bummelburg, which impressed Trevor no end, to be able to call this guy a criminal rat. But according to Trevor, his only query was, why did Britain want so many Jewish children? And after all, it was their policy at the time to cleanse Europe of Jews. So I think, as far as the Nazis were concerned, my father and Trevor were helping them in their aim.
And what was the general attitude in the UK toward kinder transports? I know there was some opposition, at least.
Well, it wasn't much different to today. There were those who felt it was their duty to help, and there were those who felt we had enough problems of our own and we shouldn't take in anybody.
And were the Jewish community generally open to taking them in?
I think many in the Jewish community tried to help, but they were overwhelmed by the numbers. After all, there were 10,000 being brought in from Germany and Austria at the time. So finding enough Jewish homes was impossible.
I heard you speaking here at Colours of Ostrava a couple of days ago, and you were saying that there was some rabbi who was opposed to these children being put with Christian families.
That's right. My father had that kind of opposition, and he wasn't very sympathetic at the time. He knew there were sensitivities, religious sensitivities, but at that point he felt that time was of the essence, and he had to get them out any way he could.
Your father was a very young man at that time. Where did he find the confidence to do what he did, you know?
Well, he had a public school upbringing. He worked in the city. He worked quite independently in some of his jobs. And he had a strong sense that he was right in most of his enterprises. And having decided that this was right, he got on with it.
This may seem like a perverse question considering the incredible thing that he achieved, but did he have regrets at all?
Well, the regret was the war started before they had got out all the names on their lists. They had organised a very big train on the 1st of September, which was the biggest he would have organised 250. And they had found 250 foster families and 250 times £50 to pay for their repatriation. So that was all done, all that work, and it was for nothing.
When did you learn about what your father had done? What was your reaction to that news, to that story?
I guess we knew growing up. We saw the scrapbook that he had from the time. But the point is, none of us, including he, understood the implications of it till we began to meet the children themselves. And then it stopped being historical information and became about living people and their lives.
Well, famously, he was on That's Life on UK TV, which was a huge show in those days, in the late 80s, and he met some of the children. What did that mean for the rest of his life? How did it shape the rest of his life?
Well, he had a busy life, even after retirement, doing charitable work. So it meant that he was a lot more busy even than that, because he met so many children who wanted to come and speak to him, some of whom became close friends. So it gave him a whole other aspect to his life, which he found very enjoyable, listening to people's life stories and talking with them about the issues of the day.
And I understand you today yourself have a relationship with some of these people who are still alive.
Yeah, quite a few. I know them very well. When I come to the Czech Republic, I meet as many as I can who are still around. And in Britain, I know them, and I know the next generation as well. I have some close friends amongst the second generation.
And are there many who came back to live here?
I don't know about many, but I guess in the 90s, when my father first came, he met maybe 20.
I follow you on Twitter, and I know that you pay attention to Czech events. Generally speaking, how do you view the way politics here has been developing in recent years?
Well, I think we all have our problems with politics these days. I think that one of the important things about life is that people have a decent standard of living, if possible, and that they're kind to their people around them. And I always get distressed when I listen to rhetoric that pits people against each other, because I don't think anybody gets the best from that situation. So I guess it would be nice if people, the language they used about others was kinder.
I saw yesterday you were wearing a badge that said you were proud to be a Pravdo Laskar, like a Truth and Love Brigade person.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I met Václav Havel several times. I admired him tremendously. My father admired him tremendously for what he was attempting to do and the fact that he tried to live up to his ideals. And in politics, I think that's a very difficult thing to do. And many people would say he didn't succeed. But the fact that he tried, I think, was commendable. And I strongly believe and hope that love and truth will conquer hatred and lies.
My final question is, I understand you're planning some anniversary event for the living Winton children for later this year.
It's not just for the Winton children. It's the 80th anniversary of the beginning of the kinder transport for the whole 10,000 children. And we hope to have a big event. Well, we're planning a big event in London at the Quaker Meeting House, because the Quakers were instrumental in helping the kinder transport. And we're hoping that there will be kinder from all over the world, their descendants, the descendants of the foster families who helped, who have not had the credit that they are due, and representatives of all the organisations who took part at the time, as well as organisations who are helping today with child refugees today.